Okay, we're all calling in for our second Zen Day call, and this is Cheryl Miller, and we have Dina, Sandra, Robin, Maureen, Lynn, Monica. Did anybody else join us?
Yes, Kate.
Kate.
Yeah,
right.
I wasn't on the first hour, but here I am now.
Oh, excellent. Welcome, welcome. The second call is always a lot more fun than the first call, because then in the first call you might be going, especially if you've never done it before, oh, what's going to happen? I don't know. You don't know. But by the time you come to the call, you can't wait to tell people what you got done or what direction you changed or something like that, and the momentum starts to build. So let's start with Dina, since she's the first one that called in. Dina, what all did you do in this hour?
Well, I intended to cut some fabric, but then I was kind of stressed out thinking about all the things I needed to get done to get ready for the week. So I decided to forego that and to go to the kitchen and clean up the kitchen and cook some food for the week.
And it sounds like you've cooked some amazing stuff. You want to just bing it off for us?
I cooked some sweet potatoes and winter squash. I roasted those, and then I just cooked a big pan of Asian greens. And so I have that stuff ready. I can add to meals and lunches, dinners and lunches and stuff for the week.
Awesome. Sometimes it really pays to switch gears. So, yeah, glad you came back.
I feel more relaxed because
I was feeling
stressed out about having to get that stuff done and when am I going to do it. And so I feel better about it this way.
Yeah, go with where the heart is. And Sandra's actually been working a couple hours longer than everybody else. So, Sandra, what did you do this last hour?
Well, the last hour I did what I said I was going to do. I got all my picture hanging stuff put back away. But then after I did, I was like, darn, I got a couple more pictures now that I've just sort of put them in a pile and thought next time I get that all out, I'm going to hang those pictures too. So I kind of got in the mood with that. But I finished cleaning up my art studio and actually put on a CD that when I make art, I often I get hooked on one CD, and I have this one series of paintings I made listening to this one specific CD, and I got that out and put it on, and just have been having a lovely time. I've really been inspired today. It really feels good to get the energy going and get stuff. I'll just tell you what I got, another couple of things I got done this morning. One, my mother-in-law had given me a collection of old colanders. And for a long time, I didn't get them out. And then when we moved into this house 3 years ago, I thought, I have room on top of my cabinets, on top of the tops of the cabinets. I'm going to display them. So I have for 3 years, but they've always kind of bugged me. So I washed them all, cleaned them up, packed them in, and put them away, and freed up that room on top of my cabinets. My kitchen looks so much less cluttered without that in there. So
awesome.
I know it wasn't my collection, and I'm like, that's not really a nice thing to give somebody, is it? Your own. I mean, if you want a collection of something, you collect it and keep it and don't give it to me.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do with this? I'm trying to figure it out. I mean, they're probably worth like $30 a piece, and there's like 25 or 30 of them.
Craig's,
they're old. They're antiques,
yeah.
And my husband's kind of like, well, we can't really sell them. And I was like, well, maybe we
can.
Put them on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Would you feel bad if you sold them?
No, I wouldn't.
Especially, if I do I'm going to do something meaningful with the money. And like, you know what I would think would be the perfect thing. I do have the perfect thing. Okay. I've decided. Thanks. That's all I needed.
Okay.
A little encouragement.
Well, hey, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. And if you want to, share with us on the call on Monday when we have a little bit more time, we'd love to hear
Right. Good.
Okay. Cool.
Good.
All righty. And then Robin from Long Island.
Hi. Sorry, I missed it because I had you guys on hold. I had to take the other call. It's my date for tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Woo-hoo. He surprised me because he works out of town. He travels with professional sports. And
oh,
I didn't think I was going to see him until the end of November, but he surprised me. So.
Wow. So now you can't think straight what you're going to do in the next hour?
Right.
Did you have anything to report from the last hour? I guess you were just wandering around, so that's okay. You can just.
Oh no, I'm putting away things because you know me. I have the shop and drop thing, so I'm putting away, you know, the bread, the toilet paper, because these things I just bring them in and I drop them. So
yeah. Okay. Awesome.
And I pulled out what I'm going to wear tonight.
Ah.
And got to polish my toenails.
Yeah.
No, because I should have them polished all the time for myself.
Well, whatever. It has a tendency to work out. All right. Well, hey, Robin, cool deal. So how about Maureen? What'd you do in the last hour?
I went from ghosts and goblins to turkeys and pilgrims.
You did your decorations, huh?
Right.
Cool.
And now the next hour, I'm going to go back to doing more serious things and get more organizing done.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll hear about that in just one second. We've got one more round. How about Lynn? What'd you do in the last hour, Lynn?
Well, I've been working on my table, and I've made a good bit of headway. It definitely was more complex than I thought it was going to be, so I'll be doing that again this next hour.
Yes, it often ends up more complex than you think it's going to be. And the train says, yeah, you got that right. I think it's going to be. Hey, so Monica, what about you? Did you work on your vanity?
I did. I got through about, 70-75%. My husband had been ill for a couple of weeks, but today he decided he was healthy and cooked shepherd's pie. So not the healthiest food in the world, but it was tasty, so I had to take a little break to eat my dinner.
That's good.
Yeah, so I've got a little bit more left to go, and I thought maybe work for another half hour and then wait for trick-or-treaters to come. And it's also my youngest dog's birthday, so I've been pampering her a little bit more.
Oh, how fun.
Your dog lover, you understand that.
Oh, I do, yeah. Yeah, but his birthday is just like every other day since I don't know what it is.
You make one up.
I should make one up, that's true. Toby thinks that every day is his birthday. He's so self-centered, oh my gosh. Okay, Kate, how about you? What'd you, did you get something done or were you just...
Well, yeah, I did. Because knowing this was, I tried to call, but I guess I just missed you guys. You had already completed and gone off.
Oh.
So I did. It wasn't a real directed, you know, particular thing, but I got all the Sunday papers and last week's papers, and you know, as I've said before, I live in one room basically, with you know, sharing the house with my roommates, so all my stuff ends up in my room. I got all the stuff that I don't need from the Sunday paper and the recycling, and I'm really looking forward to the paper class because I need help with paper. I worked on papers on the last Sunday I participated in, and all of those areas are, you know, getting cluttered again. So I need some systems desperately.
Okay, good. we'll talk about that on Thursday.
But, yeah, and my roommate had a party on Friday night, and he cleaned up beautifully from it, except for the floors. So I did the vacuuming and got all of the stuff that had been tracked in the house, and you know, little food crumbs and stuff all off that area, so I don't have to walk through it and think, oh, this needs to be done. So it's kind of I'm kind of getting more tuned into, you know, like what keeps bothering me, and isn't it easier to take care of it than to
Right. Yeah. Oh, hey, that's great. Vacuuming, boy, I tell you, I never want to do it, but I always am glad I did. It's a paradox.
And it never takes as long as you think it's going to.
Yeah. Did somebody want to say something?
Yeah, it's Alice. I finally made it into the right.
Oh, you made it in? Okay. You want to give us a check-in? Did you work on anything last hour?
Yeah, actually, I finished, made my soup. It's now simmering. It's, you know, my soup for the week. So I cut up all the chicken I cut up all the celery and the onions and the parsnips and the leeks and the dill and the parsley and the carrots and all that. And all of the pot.
Wow, we're coming over.
Yeah, it smells real good. You're all invited.
It sounds wonderful. It smells wonderful. Yeah, I can smell it. Welcome to the call.
Unexpected company yesterday, so I never got back for the last check-in.
Yeah, well, we missed you, but you're back. Yeah. Stuff happens. Yep. Well, I'll give you a quick check-in on mine. I went up to get my laundry together, and for me it's easy because I put all my white stuff in the white tub and all the other in the orange tub. But as I was, you know, gathering up a few things that were hanging because I'd worn them a little bit and I was looking at them and thinking about it, then I saw, oh, my God, with the sun shining in here, my room looks so dusty. And then, oh, there's Toby hair on the floor. My room looks so neat, I thought I could get away with not vacuuming the upstairs, you know, for a week. But, oh, no, sun shines on it, and then you see what a mess it is. So I dusted and vacuumed and felt real smug about that and swept the wooden stairs going downstairs the first floor, which I always hate to do, so I got that done. I got my vitamins all put in my little bins, except for about 5 minutes worth. I need to get back to do that. And, you know, so I feel really good about that. So let's go back around the room. And, Dina, this call has taken us a little longer than usual. I think you're all going to it'll be okay because there's more of us today, but we'll have less time to get our work done, so we'll have to work even at warp speed. So, Dina, why don't you tell us what you're going to do for the next hour?
Well, I'm going to keep plugging away at the kitchen and just get ready for my week. So get my clothes together and get my food together and finish a load of laundry.
Yeah.
And I'll see where it goes from there.
Yes. Okay. And Sandra, how about you?
I'm going to cook. I've got some cooking to do. So I'm going to finish up in the art studio about 10 minutes, and then I'll be in the kitchen.
Uh-huh. We want to hear what you're cooking when you come back. Okay, Robin, what are you going to do for the next hour? Get ready for your hot date?
Well, yeah, I'm doing pet patrol first because I want to get the dirty stuff out of the way first before I shower.
Sure, okay.
So I'll be set, you know, just the water bottles, litter pan, and food dishes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I need to make myself make myself pretty.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
So, yeah, I want to get the pets done early, you know, before my shower. So.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
And Maureen, how about you?
I think I'm going to try to invent a way to get through life without having any flat surfaces. Because all my flat surfaces are always filling up, and I'm going to be tackling some of them the next hour.
Okay,
good for you.
Okay.
The horizontals go vertical, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. That's great. Yeah. So, Lynn, how about you?
Keep working on my table.
Okay. Makes sense. Try to get that done. And Monica?
Well, now that dinner's over, I need to clean up. My husband's a great cook, but he doesn't do the cleaning up, so I'll be doing that. And I will be doing a load of laundry and then getting my lunch and snacks ready for work tomorrow.
Right. That getting stuff ready for work really makes a difference, doesn't it? When I
and
don't
it's
do
a lot
it,
of work.
My whole week doesn't go right if I don't get that together. But
yeah.
If I get my head clear on Sunday, so, yeah, looks like a lot of us are doing that. And, Kate, how about you?
Well, I have this corner of my desk that we do mail-in ballots in Oregon, so I'm going to finish filling out my ballot, get that off my desk and off my mind, and then I'm going to take, I was changing things over from winter to summer clothes, and so I have a bag of things to take to Goodwill, so I'm going to get that in the car and some other things that I need to take out of the house, get them in the car.
Awesome.
In the way.
Aren't we all envious she's putting stuff in the car, taking it to Goodwill?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I mean, if anybody else is jealous of that, press 5. We all want to be taking stuff away to Goodwill. Time will come. It'll be our turn. So, Alice, what are you going to do for the next hour?
I don't know. I got 500 choices on my list. Yeah,
so it should be easier. Just point. Just point like you're a dart. Just point and pick one.
I think I'm going to work on my bed.
Bed?
Bed.
Like clearing it off?
Clear it off, and then if I can get it all cleared off in the alley, then I'll find some fresh sheets.
Uh-huh. Sounds good. Sounds great.
My,
I'm going to finish putting my vitamins together. And, you know, it's funny. I was so focused on doing what I did for the last hour, I haven't really thought about what I'm going to do for this hour. But I know. I'm going to go through some junk mail and some paperwork. That's what I'm going to do. So we are going to call. It's almost 20 after, guys, so we're going to have to boom, 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 kick it in gear. And, you know, but it was fun checking in. I love that. So let's just do a little cheer, like go team or something. Let's just 1, 2, 3, go team.
Go team.
Yay.
Woo.
All right. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.
Bye.